Hello and welcome to a special edition of A Higher Branch where I answer your questions. My team have curated a number of questions from our listeners. So in today's episode, I'm going to be covering some of those topics that are on your mind. Number one, what to do when you wake up feeling like crap, what to do if you are never satisfied, and what to do when you don't feel like you're enough. I'm Sam McCool and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to today's bonus episode of A Higher Branch where I'm going to be answering some tough questions. Actually, I've been receiving quite a few questions from our listeners. And on that note, we're getting so many new listeners every week. And I just want to say thank you to everyone for subscribing, for giving us a rating and review. So let's dive right in and go through to the first question. The first question is, hi Sam, in your recent episode on the four negative states, you mentioned feeling overwhelmed as one negative state. And you said that one of the reasons a person can become overwhelmed is when they do too much because they don't feel like they are enough or do enough. So they end up doing too much to feel worthy and to prove themselves to their family and friends. I find myself falling into that zone regularly. I'm always trying to prove myself and consequently end up doing too much in the day and burn myself out. How do I overcome feeling like I am not enough or that I don't do enough? Now, this is a really good question and a tough question. I'm going to give you the two reasons. And the first one is genetic, and that is you may be born competitive. And I firmly believe that there are some qualities that we acquire genetically. You could have parents who are not competitive, but you yourself end up being competitive. Just accept that as part of your nature and know that that's one of the reasons. I think the first step in overcoming any obstacle in life, whether it's a negative quality or a negative habit, is to first acknowledge it, is to face it. To say, yeah, I am competitive. And so you end up doing too much because of that competitive nature. The second reason is that your parents played a role in developing this sense that you are not enough. Now, I want you to stop there and not dump on your parents because our parents did the best that they could. And I started knowing or started acknowledging that and accepting that my parents did the best they could when I became a father and started raising children of my own and seeing how difficult it is and how life is moving so quickly these days that the methods that were there 5 years ago are now outdated and it's getting harder and harder. But just first acknowledge that your parents are not perfect. They're humans like you, having a human experience, facing challenges. And they could have played a role in you feeling not being enough. My son Matthew, who's a school teacher, he's very passionate about early childhood development. He said that it's because parents just overwhelm their children with so many extracurricular activities. They don't give them enough time to just sit and be bored and daydream and drift off to sleep and play. And as I said, for whatever reasons, your parents did that knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly because they felt like to get ahead in this competitive world, they needed you to do a lot of things when you were younger, and they primed you for that feeling that I've got to do. At this stage, I just want you to acknowledge those two reasons and say to yourself, you know what, I can't change the past. What do you do? Okay, step one in any solution is you need to notice your thoughts. You need to catch yourself when you're thinking, hey, I'm not enough, so I've got to do more and more. And you need to replace that programming with some different talk, some positive self-talk. And this is why I always go on about meditation as one of those daily rituals that you should never, ever, ever skip. And a lot of you will skip meditation when your life is going really well and then return to meditation when things are not going well. And that's just not the right way. It's like drinking water only when you're dehydrated, right? You need to be drinking all the time so you don't become dehydrated. Well, meditation is like that. And in your meditation, what you're effectively learning is mindfulness. Mindfulness then allows you to stop and say, hey, I'm now stuck in this mode where I don't feel like I'm enough. And when you first notice that thought creeping in, that's when you replace it with a positive thought. And I have this positive mantra and I say, I am enough, I have enough, I do enough. Now, apart from that mantra, I want you to give yourself permission to say this to yourself. And I say this to myself out loud as well. And that is, nothing and nobody is worth my health and happiness, right? I'm going to repeat that. Nobody and nothing. Not the job promotion, not the pay rise, not the friends in your life who want you to do stuff that you don't want to do. Whatever it is, give yourself permission to say nobody and nothing is worth it. You know, we are born on this earth alone and we die alone. That's the reality. And ultimately, your health, not just your physical, but your mental and emotional well-being should be your number one priority. And when you're doing too much, you're straining yourself physically. And when that starts to break, then your mental health starts to deteriorate. And when that starts to break, then your emotional well-being starts to deteriorate. And if you're listening to this stuck in that state where you say, yeah, I am in that state where my health has deteriorated, all three levels, I bet you you're thinking nobody's worth it. When we're feeling well, we just do stuff that we don't want to do, right? Or we do too much because thinking we're bulletproof, but we're not. When we do get to a state where you've hit the wall, that's when you realize nothing is worth it. So I want you to give yourself permission to say nobody and nothing is worth my health and happiness. The next thing I want you to do is list your achievements. I have what's called a hero file. When you list your achievements, it gives you a sense of calm where you think, you know what, I don't need to do too much because I've actually done a lot in my life. So when you go back and list your achievements, it could be finishing school or achieving proficiency at a sport at school, whether you're a swimmer or a cricketer or a soccer player, whatever it is. Maybe you have medals or trophies that you've won, certificates, you finished the HSC, you've gained entry into university, you finished a university degree, you have great relationships in your life, you have a great partner. That's an achievement. Having a partner, having a relationship that's positive, that's an achievement in your life. Having someone that loves you and you love in return, that's an achievement. Having great friends, having a job, having clients, that's an achievement. We have a long list of achievements and we live in an era where we are achieving in 1 year what our ancestors achieved in a lifetime. And the difference is that we dump on ourselves because we feel like we're not achieving enough. So having listing your achievements actually gives you that sense of perspective. Now, let's go back to the hero file. What do I mean by that? Now, I literally had a manila folder of notes, birthday cards, testimonials from clients, everything that anyone has ever said nice about me, I collect. And when I feel like I'm not enough, I go back to my hero file. You get what I'm talking about here is that every one of us should have a hero file. The other thing I want to mention about feeling like we are not enough is that it means that we are neglecting one of the eight areas of life. The eight areas of life is your health, your love life, your family, your work, your friendships, your continuous learning, your wealth, and your charity. And they each one of those fill eight fundamental human needs. And respectively, they are energy, intimacy, support, fulfillment, belonging, growth, freedom, and contribution. And so it's my thesis that we need to fill each one of those fundamental human needs to feel like we are enough. Now, when we do too much in one of the eight areas of life, it's usually work, right? I've coached a lot of corporate executives in my time, and you know, they've become a cautionary tale for the next generation where they focus so heavily on work and neglected all the other areas of life. That's when things start to unravel. So my message to you is to go back and say, where am I spending my time? Which one of the eight areas am I neglecting? And recalibrate and start spreading your time across the eight areas so you can have completeness. And with completeness, you're going to feel a sense of satisfaction. You're going to feel like yes, I am filling my fundamental human needs. So I don't need to do more. I don't need to feel like I am not enough. Now, let's move on to question two. Hi, Sam. I have been listening to your podcast since the beginning and I really love it. Thank you, Cameron. Loving the new format. My question is, I follow your conscious living framework and step one, which is about focusing on my goals and dreams. And I use the power of vision and creative imagination to visualize what I want. But this ends up making me feel dissatisfied with my current life. Also, when I do achieve my goals, I'm never satisfied because I always want to achieve more. Is that a bad thing? I feel an anxious restlessness to do more and more and go after my next goal. So the problem that you're stuck in, I call it getting stuck in future mode, is that you are experiencing anxiety. The anxiety lives in the gap between where you are in your life at this present moment and where you want to be in the future. The problem is when you're focusing too much on the future and you're not in love with the present, you start feeling an anxious restlessness to get there. It's like, imagine yourself driving to a destination. You're so anxious to get there, you're speeding. And with speeding, you end up getting pulled over and getting a speeding fine. It's because you were anxious to get there and you're not enjoying the journey. It's my thesis that you need to spend 90% of your time in the present moment. So in your 16 waking hours, 90% of that time, you should be engrossed in the present moment, just like I'm engrossed in the present moment now, right? I'm delivering this podcast and all I'm thinking about is the present moment. 5% of your time, future focused, and 5% of the time in reflection. I have a free course coming out soon on the 4 daily rituals. And this course is broken up into 4 modules. And one of those modules is about journaling. So journaling should be at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, it should be future focused, where you are planning your day, where you are revisiting your goals, recalibrating why it is you're doing what you're doing today. Is it aligned with your goals? So it's planning, it's vision. And fast forward, the end of the day, you then write down in your journal your reflection for the day. What happened in the day and how did that make you feel? If you gave a presentation, did somebody say anything that kind of hurt your feelings, but you've subconsciously taken it in, but you haven't consciously processed it? So I believe we need to spend, as I said, 5% in future focus, 90% in the present moment, and 5% in reflection. And in a future episode, I'm going to teach you that method for doing it. But for the purposes of answering this question, what you need to do is you need to be in love with your current life. It's my theory that you cannot materialize the life of your dreams if you have not healed the past and you are not in love with the present. So the problem that you're in at the moment is that you're stuck in future mode and you're not feeling gratitude for the present moment. You're not feeling gratitude for the life that you currently have. I know your life can be better. I know where you want to get to, right? I have goals. I want to achieve certain things in the gym or at work, right? In my relationship with my wife, I have future goals, but I currently love our relationship. So you don't need to be in a state where your future goal is so compelling that it makes your current life feel like it's miserable. You don't want to say, well, my current life is miserable and I want it to be happy and I'll only be happy when I achieve that future goal. That's a trap. Right? That's a trap. I call it following the two imposters. That's when you're focusing on what you don't have and you are taking what you have for granted. So the easy fix with this is gratitude. You need to get back to gratitude. That's why journaling is a game changer. That's why journaling is compulsory. It's not an option. That's what transformed my life from the age of 19. I have a journal for every year of my life since the age of 19. And for every page, for every day, there's a list of things that I'm grateful for that happened to me in that day. The other thing that you should be practicing is what I call situational gratitude. What happens to you throughout the day, in that moment, stop and feel gratitude for the little things. You know, there are so many little things that are blessings for us. The cup of coffee that we get made for us. Someone grew that bean, right? Someone roasted it. Someone made it. Someone transported those beans from another country. I mean, that's phenomenal. There's the gratitude of living in a safe and secure country. There's the gratitude of having a job, having clients, having friends. The fact that you're alive, feeling the warmth of the sun. Whenever you feel happy in the moment, stop, notice, and acknowledge with gratitude. So I hope that answers your question. Let's move on to question number 3. Hi, Sam. I have read your books and attended Upgrade Your Life. That seems like a distant memory now that our last Upgrade Your Life is in 2020. And we are planning, incidentally, our 2025 Upgrade Your Life event. That's January 2025. And the theme will be Forever Young, but I digress. So I've attended your Upgrade Your Life and lived by the 8 areas of life and your conscious living framework. Well, I try to. On some days, I wake up and have no motivation and end up drifting and slipping into old habits. What do I do on those days when I wake up feeling like crap, low on energy, and low on motivation? Okay, I'm going to give you some tips that will absolutely fix that. First, I'm going to tell you what not to do, because I've been there and I've mastered the art of overcoming this feeling. Because we can wake up feeling like crap for any number of things. It could be something bad that happened to us yesterday. We're processing some sort of hurt feelings. It could be, you know, one of the life's adversities, you know, a sick child, a sick parent. You lost a client, you've lost a staff member that you were close to. You've lost a friend, you've had an argument with a friend, you've had an argument with your partner. Whatever it is, it could be a myriad of things. It could be you drank too much, or you had a late coffee and as a result you didn't have a good night's sleep. Whatever it is, what not to do first is don't cancel your commitments. If you have a commitment to go to the gym, go to the gym. If you have a commitment to go for a walk with a friend, early morning walk, wake up at the same time and go for that walk. If you have a commitment to go to work, go to work. The other thing you shouldn't do is sleep in. It doesn't work. It only makes you more groggy. The other thing you shouldn't do is dump on yourself. What's happened yesterday is yesterday. Right now, you hear me on every podcast sign off with the same message every single episode. And I say every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to start a new life, right? We literally have a birth, life, and death experience every 24 hours, right? When we're asleep, we're unconscious. Well, that is effectively what death is, right? You're unconscious. And when we wake up, that's birth. That's the birth of a new possibility. So every morning is the dawn of a new possibility and your chance to start fresh. Dumping on yourself just brings yesterday's hurt to today. Why bring that with you? It's like wearing a dirty t-shirt from yesterday and wearing it today. You don't do that. So don't dump on your past. Bring it all with you, good and bad. Now I'm going to tell you what to do. You need to, first of all, cancel the negative talk. You need to replace it with positive self-talk. And the mantra I return to whenever I'm in that state is, hey, I'm a work in progress. I'm human. I make mistakes. And if it was it my mistake, was it somebody else's mistake that made me feel that way? Doesn't matter. I'm human, having a human experience, and I'm a work in progress. The second thing you need to do is you need to stick to your routine. And I alluded that when I said what not to do. But to be more specific, you need to stick to your meditation. You need to stick to your exercise. You need to stick to your journaling. You need to stick to your learning ritual for the day, listening to podcasts, audio books, reading books. You need to stick to your normal routine. Don't change the routine, because you'll then go into a spiral where you go into self-destructive mode, where you start dumping on the fact that you've abandoned your routine. You're going to feel bad. If your routine is to wake up, brush your teeth, drink some hot water with lemon juice, face the sun, do some deep breathing. You need to do that. Life is not about motivation. Success is not about having motivation. It's about having systems. So if you have a system for life that's working for you, stick to that system. The other thing, some other small tips that you should do for the rest of the day, because it's about maintaining your energy levels, right? When you wake up feeling like crap, the first thing that happens, your energy levels dip. You need to eat live and you need to eat light. When I say eat live, don't eat processed foods, right? You need as much energy as you can throughout the day. So, you know, an apple is a live food. An apple pie is a dead food. It's been processed. Nothing in a packet or in cardboard is going to be a live food. You need food with enzymes. So we're talking about salads here. We're talking about freshly cooked piece of protein, whether it's chicken, fish, or red meat, or tofu, or whatever it is. Eat live foods. The other thing is eat light throughout the day, because when you eat too much, there comes a tipping point where the energy you get from that food is cancelled out by the energy it takes to process that food. And on the days where you wake up feeling like crap, the last thing you want to do is overburden your digestive system. Now, here's the last thing I'm going to tell you to do for the rest of the day. And this is the stuff that you were inclined to do in the early part of the day that I said you shouldn't do. Block out the afternoon for me time, right? That's the time that you want to dedicate to yourself. The morning is the worst time to do it, but the morning is the time you need to stick to your routine. The afternoon, take leave from work. Tell your boss or your staff, if you have your own business, hey, I've had a crappy morning. I've done all that I can for today, and I'm going to go home for the afternoon. So block out me time, have a nap, have a bath, meditate, go for a long walk, read a book, whatever it takes. And finish the day with the same routine that you started in the morning, and that is movement, meditation, journaling. Anyway, I hope that makes a lot of sense. As I said, I've been there myself, so don't dump on yourself. Stick to your routine. I promise you, you'll get back on track the next morning. Okay, well, that's all for my Q&A episode for today. Keep the questions coming in. I love having this conversation with you. And I'm always there for you. So reach out to myself, my team on social media. And please don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you can, if you're really enjoying these episodes, share it with the people that you love in your life. I really believe that when we put good things out into the world, good things come back to us. Now, I'm saying that out of experience. It's not something I've just read. It's something that I've witnessed. And by paying it forward, one, you will be spreading beautiful energy in this world and good karma. And secondly, you'll be helping me reach more and more people, because I am on a mission to reach as many people as possible. I produce this podcast with the utmost of love and respect for your time. So please share it with the people that you love. If you want to share it publicly, do so on social media. You can search Sam McCool, that's M-A-K-H-O-U-L, or A Higher Branch. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with the same message, and it's a reminder, and that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit the reset button and start a new life. On that note, I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.